of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家下午好，我奉主的圣名向大家问安。
The title of our sermon for this afternoon is The Greatest Birth.
今天下午呢，我们的讲题是最伟大的诞生。
How to measure the greatest birth?
怎么来衡量什么是最伟大的诞生？
We know how to measure perhaps a greatest life.
我们能够衡量一个最伟大的人生。
Because the person has already done a lot of things.
因为这个人可能已经做了很多事情。
And so you may say that this person's life to me is the greatest.
那么你就能够确定地说这个人对我来说是有伟大的一生。
And if the person were to ask you, why do you say that?
那若是这个人反问你，为什么你这么说呢？
And then the person will say, well, so and so has done this long list of deeds while he was alive.
你能够回答说，这个人在他人生里面做了什么什么的事情？
So some people may say that the person who, to me, is the one who has the greatest life is the person who invented the elevator.
可能你说呢，一个人最伟大的一生的一个人呢，他可能，这个。创造了这个电梯。
Because without him, I cannot enjoy my view from my penthouse.
没有了他，我不能够享受呢我的这个房子的这个能够看到的视野。
Because my penthouse is on the 40th floor.
可能我所住的这个屋子在第四十层这么高。
Because without the lift, I got to walk 40 floors every day.
没有电梯的话，我每天需要爬四十层楼这么高。
And so I consider him the greatest.
因此呢，我认为他是最伟大的。
Somebody may consider the person who gave us electricity, who invented the electric light bulb.
另外一个人呢，可能认为这个发明，这个电灯泡的人是最伟大的。
The greatest life can be measured by deeds done by that person.
一个人的人生的多伟大呢，能够通过他们所做的来衡量。
But how do you measure the greatest birth?
那可是怎么来衡量人最伟大的诞生呢？
The baby has not done anything.
这个婴孩还没有做过任何的事情。
The baby just came out of the mother's womb.
他们刚刚诞生。
So how do you measure a baby's birth as the greatest of all?
那怎么来衡量他们的诞生是最伟大的呢？
Well, maybe if it is the birth of a king.
那或者是一个君王的诞生。
Could we say that the birth of a king is the greatest of all?
我们能够说这个君王的诞生是最伟大的吗？
But you and I know that many, many sons and daughters of kings are terrible, terrible people.
可是我们知道有许多君王的儿女呢，他们是很可怕的人。
Many of them are wicked and many of them are very evil.
他们是非常罪恶的人。
For example, the daughter of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel,Her name was Athaliah.
比如说呢，亚哈王、亚哈斯王和他的妻子的这个女儿呢。
Do you know that she was so wicked that when she wanted to be the queen of Judah, she murdered her own grandchildren?
她是一个充满罪恶的女人，她要当自己要当王，并且把她的孙子杀了。
So therefore, we cannot use the birth of kings or presidents.And say that therefore they are the greatest.
所以我们不能够以这个人是君王的儿女来断定他们的诞生是最伟大的。
So how do we measure and say that the birth of Jesus Christ is the greatest of all births?
但是那我们为什么说耶稣的诞生是最伟大的呢？
Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 13 will give us the answer.
马太福音第二章第一到第十三节告诉我们答案。
Verse 1 and verse 2 give us the first argument.
第一和第二节告诉我们第一个点。
So three arguments.
有三个观点。
In total.
总共。
The first one.
第一。
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king,Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
马太福音第二章第一和第二节说，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。
So,
有
Sorry.
Not yet.有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“耶稣生下来做犹太人之王，在哪里呢？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”
So the first argument we notice is that There were people who came to worship baby Jesus.
第一个论点就是说，耶稣诞生的时候，有人来拜他。
So the first argument is Jesus received worship at birth.
第一个论点就是耶稣一诞生就接受敬拜。
Now you worship nobody except God.
你敬拜的只你一个人只能够敬拜神。
This is the Bible's teaching.
这是圣经的教导。
When God sent His angels to bring the precious word to His servants on earth.And the servants of God were so thankful they bowed down to worship these angels.
当上帝的当天使呢到带信息给上帝的仆人，他们这么感恩，他们要敬拜这个天使。
And these angels immediately told them, "Please stand where you are. I'm just like you, a servant. Please only worship God."
天使不要接受这个敬拜，他们因为他们认为自己只不过是上帝的仆人。
Worship is one of the, if not the, most important activity in a person's life.
那敬拜呢，是一个人生命里面最重要的一件事。
When people bow down to God, basically the person is acknowledging that you are more powerful than I am.
当一个人敬拜另外一个敬拜神的时候，他们是表示上帝比他们有能力。
That you are my creator.
我们承认他是创造我们的。
You are the one who has given to me life.
并且他是赐生命的主。
Satan and the fallen angels would deceive the world into bowing down to false gods.
那撒旦呢和他的这个使者呢，他们要欺骗人来敬拜假神。
Here we have an account of good God honoring worship.
但是这里记载的是。荣耀神的敬拜。
These were wise men.
这些是有智慧的人。
Sent by God.
是上帝所差遣来的。
They called baby Jesus King of the Jews.
他们称耶稣为犹太人之王。
That means he was indeed a king.
表示说耶稣的确是作王的。
He was also God.
他也是神。
You and I are nobody.On this earth,
你跟我都是没有地位的人。
You become somebody because someone else gave you that position.
那我们是因为上有人给我们这个地位，我们才能够有地位。
Let's say I am the president of a country.
比如说我是一个国家的首领的总统。
And the people voted me in.
那人们呢投票支持我。
So I'm president because the people voted me in.
那我是总统，因为人们投票来支持我。
I was not a president by birth.
不是一生出来就是做总统的。
The moment my term of office is completed, I'm no longer a president.
那任期一满呢，我就不再是做总统的。
So my position is temporary. It's not intrinsic. It's not inside of me.
那我的这个地位呢，是短暂的。
Jesus Christ.Was born the king.
不是与生俱来的，但耶稣呢？他一生出来就是一个君王。
Jesus Christ has always been God.
他一直以来都是神。
That's why the wise men came from a far distance to worship Jesus.
因此呢，东方的博士他们大老远的来敬拜他。
So why is Jesus Christ's birth the greatest of all births on earth?
那为什么耶稣的诞生是最伟大的诞生呢？
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
He is king.
他是王。
He is the king of all kings.
他是万王之王。
All the kings of the earth are nothing compared to Christ.
那全世界的君王与他相比都不能够相提并论。
A king is a person who must have subjects.
那一个王呢，必须有人民子民。
Who are the subjects?
他的子民是谁呢？
The Bible called them the Jews.
他的子民就是圣经所说的犹太人。
Jesus Christ was of the same lineage as King David, in other words.
那耶稣基督是从大卫而来的。
That's why he was called the King of the Jews.
因此他称为犹太人之王。
So the first argument why Jesus Christ's birth is the greatest, because they came to worship, and therefore Jesus was God from the very beginning at birth.
那为什么耶稣的诞生是最伟大的诞生？第一个论点就是他 诞生的时候有人来敬拜他。
Verse 3 to verse 6.
第三到第六节。
Second argument.
第二个论点。
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
马太福音第二章第三到第六节，希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
You and I are creatures.
你和我都是受造的。
Jesus Christ is God.
但是耶稣基督是王。
For that reason alone, it is more than enough that his birth is the greatest of all births.
那就凭这一点呢，他的诞生就是最伟大的。
Verse 3 to verse 6 gives us the second argument.
第三到第六节给我们第二个论点。
His birth was prophesied.
他的诞生呢是有预言的。
Verse 6 is a prophecy from Micah.
那第六节是记载了弥迦书的一个预言。
Micah was a prophet who prophesied in the year 700 BC or so.
那弥迦是一个先知，他是生在主前700多年前。
Was your birth prophesied?
你的诞生是否有预言呢？
Did anyone ever prophesy that you will be born in a particular place?
是不是有人预先知道你将要诞生呢？在什么地方诞生？
No one on earth except Christ.
没有人知道，除了耶稣基督。
His birth was prophesied 700 years before he was actually born.
他诞生前的700年前就已经预言了他的诞生。
And God was the one who gave this prophecy.
神给了这个预言。
That means God knew of Jesus coming long before any one of us were born.
那耶稣基督诞生之前已经被知道。
That's how special it was.
他就是这么的特别。
Why was Jesus' birth prophesied by God and he must be born in this place called Bethlehem, Judea?
为什么呢？他必须生在犹大的伯利恒呢？
That means he must be born an Israelite.
他必须是一个犹太人。
What was Jesus' purpose for coming?
耶稣来到这个世间的意义是什么？
Jesus' purpose of coming was for one reason only.
耶稣来到这个世界只有一个原因。
To save you and me from all our sins.
来拯救你和拯救我，脱离我们的罪。
And that's why God tells us that Jesus Christ was God before he was born. Jesus Christ continues to be God after he was born.
因此呢，圣经告诉我们，耶稣诞生之前、诞生之后，还有到现在都是神。
Jesus always existed.
耶稣呢，不断的从亘古都存在着。
And then he took on the form of a man.
那他就取了人的样式。
When he was born of the Virgin Mary.
他通过童贞女玛利亚所生。
The reason is because he wants to save man from his sins.
因为他要拯救人脱离他们的罪。
And therefore he must be born a man like you and like me.
因此呢，他必须取着人的样式诞生。
He must grow from infancy to an adult.
他必须从婴孩长到成一个成人。
But Jesus cannot come onto this earth without a nationality. He must be born from a nation.
但是耶稣必须生在一个国里。
But when God looked at the nations of all the earth, every single one of them originated from man and from idolatry.
但是当神看到世界的万国，这些国呢，都是从在罪恶里面的。
God wanted to design his own nation.
并且是拜偶像的，所以上帝要自己创造一个国。
And it was the nation of Israel.
就是以色列国。
And that's why Jesus Christ must be born an Israelite.
因此呢，耶稣必须是诞生的时候必须是一个犹太人。
And Bethlehem, Judea was one of the cities in Israel.
那犹大地的伯利恒就是在以色列里面的一个城。
This is to tell us that Jesus Christ was not an accident.
这要告诉我们，耶稣的诞生并不是一个不是偶然的。
Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, Judah, as determined and prepared by God the Father.
耶稣降生在犹大地的伯利恒是天父所预定的。
And that's why God kept the nation all the way right up to the time when Jesus Christ must be born an Israelite.
因此上帝不断地保守以色列国。
So that you and I may be saved from our sins.
使到你和我能够被上帝所拯救。
Because this Jesus Christ is the only one on earth who is 100% perfect.
因为耶稣基督，唯有耶稣基督是完全的。没有罪的。
You and I have to die for our own sins.
你和我必须因着我们自己的罪而死。
I can't die for your sins.
我不能够为着你的罪而死。
No matter how much I wanted to, I am disqualified.
无论我多么想，我也不能够。
But Jesus Christ can die for your sins and my sins, the sins of the whole world.
但是耶稣能够为着你的罪、我的罪，还有全世界的罪而死。
Even though he was only one man.But his death was enough to save all mankind from their sins.
虽然他只是一个人，但是他一个人能够拯救全世界的人。
And the reason is because Jesus Christ is not just fully man, he is also fully God at the same time.
因为他不但是人，他也是神。
That's why the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is the blood of fully God and fully man. It is of infinite value.
因此他的血呢，不但是人的血，是神的血，所以是有无价的。
It is enough to save everyone of all kinds of sins. No matter how terrible your sins are, Jesus Christ can wash away all your sins.
他能够拯救所有的人，并且无论是他们犯了什么样的罪，都能够被拯救。
The second argument.
这是第二个论点。
Now the third argument.
第三个论点。
Why Jesus Christ's birth is the greatest of all births.
为什么耶稣基督的诞生是最伟大的？
As mentioned before, on this earth there is Satan and many, many false angels, fallen angels.
刚才我们已经说过了，在这个世界有撒旦，并且他的使者。
Satan wants sinners to die in sin and end up in hell to join him.
那撒旦要人们呢犯罪，并且与他一同下到阴间。
And so he will always try to stop the will of God from being accomplished on this earth.
所以他要阻止上帝行他的旨意在这个世界。
And so right at the birth of Jesus Christ, Satan will try to kill Jesus Christ before his death on the cross by crucifixion.
就是在耶稣诞生的时候，撒旦也要消灭他。
And so we have.The third argument,
第三个论
点, God will protect Jesus Christ at birth.
上帝在耶稣诞生的时候要保护他。
So his birth was prophesied.
所以他的诞生是有先知预言的。
At birth, Jesus was worshipped.
在他诞生的时候耶稣接受敬拜。
At birth, God protected him.
在他诞生的时候上帝保守了他。
For your sake and for my sake.
为着你和为着我的缘故。
Herod was used by Satan to destroy Jesus Christ.
希律呢，被撒旦所利用，要来消灭耶稣。
If he had succeeded, there would be no salvation for you and for me.
若是他得逞的话，那就没有救恩。
We are all born in sin.
因为我们都是在罪里诞生的。
Jesus Christ was born in perfection.
但是耶稣的诞生是没有罪的。
And since we are born in sin, we commit many sins after we become adults.
因为我们是带着罪诞生的，所以我们的人生充满了罪恶。
And if we die in our sin, we know we deserve hell for eternity.
那若是我们死在罪中，我们知道我们会永远的沉沦在阴间。
And that's what Satan wanted to do.
这是撒旦所要的。
Herod was just a tool that Satan would use to destroy God's plan to save you and me.
那希律只不过是撒旦手中的一个棋子。
And so Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go, search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.
马太福音第二章第七到第八节，当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的？ 就差他们往伯利恒去，说：你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
Herod was a liar.
希律是撒谎的。
He had no intention of worshipping Christ.
他没有意思要敬拜耶稣。
His intention was to discover where he was born, and then he will send his men to kill baby Jesus.
他的用意是要找到耶稣的所在，然后差人去杀了他。
Because he was afraid.
因为他害怕。
Do you know why he was afraid?
你知道为什么他害怕吗?
Because Herod at that time was the king of Judea.
因为当时希律是犹大的王。
He was the king of the Jews at that time, small k.
他是当时的犹太人的王。
And here Jesus is called the king of the Jews.
但是耶稣却被称为犹太人的王之王。
He was afraid of losing his throne.
他害怕失去自己的王位。
And so he will use deception to deceive the wise men into letting him know where Jesus was born.
就欺骗这些东方的博士要去寻找耶稣的所在。
His purpose was to kill Jesus.
他的用意是要杀害耶稣。
It was a spiritual battle.
这是一场属灵的征战。
The world's hope and salvation was on the line.
那整个世界的救恩就在这里。
And it all focused on this small little town called Bethlehem.
那全部的注意力就集中在这个小镇叫做伯利恒。
So when these wise men heard the king, they departed, verse 9, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them to guide them, as it were, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所见的 那星忽然在他们前头行，直到小孩子的地方，就在上头停了。
God directed them to baby Jesus.
上帝引导他们到耶稣那里去。
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with great exceeding joy.
他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
They were so happy.
他们非常的欢喜。
To be the first people to bow down and worship baby Jesus.
因为他们是首先能够来敬拜耶稣的。
That's why to worship baby Jesus, to worship is the greatest activity of any human being.
因此呢，敬拜是人最大的一个活动。
That's why you cannot worship the wrong God.
那因此呢，你不能够敬拜假的神。
You must only worship the right God.
你必须敬拜对的神。
You must worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
你必须敬拜耶稣基督。
And it must be the Jesus Christ of the Bible.
必须是圣经所说的耶稣。
We have many churches today who distort Jesus Christ.
今天有许多教会扭曲了耶稣基督。
You look at Christmas.
你看圣诞节。
It's supposed to remind the world of the birth of Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews.
是应该提醒大家关于耶稣的诞生，他是犹太人的王。
It's supposed to remind the world of the birth of the Son of God to save the world from sin, from death, from hell.
是要提醒世人，上帝的儿子怎么诞生，来拯救世人脱离罪恶和阴间地狱。
You walk along Orchard Road, you see nothing about Christ.
但是你若是走在乌节路上呢，你看不到这一点关于耶稣。
You see only bright lights.
你只看到闪烁的灯光。
And then as Christmas draws nearer and nearer,You're going to find that they're going to blockade the whole of Orchard Road, and there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of people making merry, getting drunk, and committing more and more sin and wickedness.
那圣诞节要到来的时候，你就会看到整个地方都塞满了人。
The world will continue to be ruled by the evil one.
世界呢要继续的被撒旦所统管。
Right from the very beginning, Satan will try to erase Jesus Christ.
那从耶稣一诞生呢，撒旦就要消灭他。
And he will always continue, and he will not stop.
他会继续的这么做，不会停止。
And the method by deception.
他的方法就是通过欺骗。
He can't take the name Christ from Christmas.
他不能够把基督这个名字从耶稣基督的名字拿出来。
But he has taken away the meaning of Christ in Christmas.
但是呢，他已经在圣诞节里面已经除去耶稣基督的意义。
He turned it into Christmas trees.
把它转成圣诞树。
He turned it into Santa Claus.
或者是圣诞老人
turn it into reindeer,
或者是这个麋鹿
nothing about Christ,
一点都没有关于耶稣的
but it sounds good,
但是听起来非常的悦耳
because it talks about exchanging gifts,
因为他圣诞节我们交换礼物
a church should not have Christmas tree, you know that, right?
一个教会不应该有圣诞树。
There's a gigantic one downstairs.
楼下有一个很一棵很大的。
I know it's not put there by Preacher Clement.
不是邱传道所放上去的。
You know, right? Okay. I thought last night you were there. No, not you. That's not Christmas.
那不是圣诞节。
You see how the world has changed churches?
你看到世界怎么样改变了教会。
That's exactly what we see.
这就是我们所看到的。
Right from the time of the birth of Christ, 2,000 years ago.
从耶稣2000年前的诞生。
At this point in time, he wants to kill baby Jesus.
在这个时候，希律要杀了耶稣。
Now that Jesus was born, Jesus has grown up, Jesus has died, how to erase Jesus from the world?
那现在撒旦呢，要把耶稣这个意义从圣诞节去除。
Christmas is about the birth of the Savior to save the world from sin. This has completely been erased.
那圣诞节呢是关于耶稣怎么诞生在这个世界拯救世人，但是今天我们看不到这个意义。
But you and I are not of the world.
但是你和我并不属于这个世界。
You and I must never forget the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不应该忘记耶稣的诞生。
You and I must always have a special place in our heart for Jesus Christ.
我们的心中必须有一个特别的地方给主。
That Jesus Christ would come down from heaven and become a man to die for my sins and your sins.
因为耶稣从天降临，来到这个世间，为你和我的罪而死。
And right from the very beginning, God has to protect baby Jesus so that your salvation and my salvation may become a reality.
那从一开始呢，上帝就必须保守、保护耶稣，使到我们他的救恩能够完全。
And so when these wise men in verse 11 came to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. Watch what they did. They fell down. And then they worshipped baby Jesus. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto Jesus gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
第十一节，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、末药为礼物献给他。
Please do not read too much into this gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
不要太多的解读这个黄金、乳香和末药。
They are just simply expensive gifts.
这些只不过是贵重的礼物。
Teaching us that the wise men gave gifts.When they come before the king, which was the custom in those days.
教导我们这些东方的博士来到耶稣面前给了贵重的礼物，因为这是当时的这传统。
That's why we teach our people never to come to worship with empty hands.
我们也教导我们的会众呢，怎么样不要空手的来敬拜神。
It is always a privilege to give gifts.Our tithe and offering to God.
我们能够来奉献是我们的荣幸。
Verse 11 is very special.
第十一节非常的特别。
Other than the parents, the three wise men were the first one to be there to bow down to Jesus and to worship him.
除了耶稣的父母，这些博士是首先来敬拜耶稣的。
We come Sunday after Sunday to worship the Lord.
我们每个主日来敬拜主。
But we are not the first.
但是我们不是首先的。
They were the first.
他们是首先的。
Baby Jesus.
来敬拜这个婴孩。
Fully God and fully man.
完全的神，完全的人。
The whole world ignored the birth of Christ.
全世界的人都忽略了耶稣的诞生。
When Joseph and Mary knock on doors, is there any room for me to give birth?To Jesus, no one opened their door.
当约瑟和玛利亚敲门的时候，敲这些旅馆的门的时候，没有人要开门给他们进来。
Every room was occupied.
每一个房间都住满了人。
Except the manger.
除了马槽。
That's why you keep animals.
这是你这个收这个牲畜的地方。
With all the smell, with all the dirt.
还有很臭的地方。
Jesus Christ was born.
很肮脏的地方，耶稣就生在那里。
In the stable where animal eats and where animal dwelt.
就在马槽里，就是动物吃和住的地方。
The King of the Jews, The Savior of the world, born in a place and a condition that is so unhygienic compared to the places where you and I are born.
犹太人的王就是全世界的救主，就生在这个地方，就是马槽里。
And yet his birth is the greatest of all births.
这跟你和我诞生的地方是多么大的区别，但是他的诞生却是最伟大的。
Because it is the birth of our Savior.
因为他是我们的救主。
He came into this world to die for man.
他来到这世间为人而死。
He came to die.
他来的目的就是要死。
You and I came to live.
你和我诞生是为了要生活，生存。
We are born in sin, in death.
我们在罪恶里面诞生。
Christ was born perfect in holiness, in life.
耶稣呢，是圣，带着圣洁而诞生。
And then he died for your sins and for my sins.
但是却为了你和我的罪而死。
And God accepted what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me by raising him from the dead.
那上帝就接受了他为我们而死，并且使他从死里复活。
Do not forget the true meaning of Christmas.
不要忘记圣诞的真正的意义。
The world will forget.
世界的人会忘记。
But let God's people not forget.
上帝的人子民不应该忘记。
He is your Lord and your Savior, I hope.
他，我希望他是你的救主。
And so God protected the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主上帝就保守了耶稣的诞生。
And so the three wise men, being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country by another way. And when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。”
The world will continue to try the best to destroy Jesus.
世界会尽量的来要消灭耶稣。
They will destroy everything that Jesus Christ has done.
要消灭耶稣所做的一切。
As mentioned, they try to destroy the meaning of his birth.
他们要消灭他诞生的意义。
They also try to destroy the meaning of his death and his resurrection with Easter and Easter bunny and Easter eggs.
他们也要消灭他的复活，通过这个复活节的一些东西，就是兔子和蛋。
But what Satan will always try to destroy is your testimony and your life as a Christian.
但是呢，撒旦所要消灭的最重要的就是你和我的见证。
Jesus says, "As long as I am in the world, I remain the light of the world."
耶稣说，他在世界就是世界的光。
But Jesus Christ is now seated at God's right hand in heaven.
但是耶稣现在坐在上帝的右手。
So where do we find Jesus on earth?
那我们去哪里找耶稣呢？在这个世界上。
How can the people find Jesus on earth?
我们世界的人怎么找到耶稣呢？
Jesus Christ's image is found in the lives of all of God's children.
那他世界的人就在你和我的生命里面找到耶稣。
And so Satan will try to destroy Jesus by destroying your witness and your testimony for Christ.
那么呢，撒旦要消灭耶稣，就是要消灭你和我的见证。
We thank God that today we have those candidates for baptism, reaffirmation, and transfer.
今天呢，我们感谢主，我们有受洗，还有转会籍和受监信礼的弟兄姐妹。
They have just stood before God and this congregation that they are Christians.
他们站在神和会众面前做见证。
They have just testified for Christ.
他们刚做为了主做见证。
Pray for them.
为他们祷告。
That they will be godly members of Tabernacle BP Church.
使到他们能够做这个教会，这个圣洁的会众。
Pray that they will not succumb to the wiles of the devil.
不要受魔鬼的这个试探。
Encourage them.
要激励他们。
Live a holy life.
过圣洁的生活。
That's how you hold on to the image of Christ.
使到我们能够做神美好的见证。
Satan will always try to destroy Jesus Christ from his birth all the way right up to his death.
撒旦从耶稣一诞生， 到他死都要毁灭他。
You see this distortion succeeding in the Roman Catholic Church.
这个呢，我们能够在罗马天主教里面看得到。
They say they believe in Jesus Christ, but not enough. You must follow their traditions.
他们说他们相信耶稣，但是这还不够，要相信他们一切的传统。
You have the charismatics destroying and distorting the image of Christ.
还有灵恩派教会。
They say that believe in Jesus Christ, you will have money on earth, you will have health on earth. These are lies of the devil.
他们说你相信耶稣就必定会富有，必定会健康，这是谎言。
Jesus Christ came to die for your sins to deliver you from hell and from death.
耶稣来到这世界为你而死，要拯救你脱离地狱和死亡。
It is not to give you health on earth. It is not to give you money on earth.
不是让你在这个世界得到金钱和健康。
These are all the methods that Satan have used to destroy Jesus.
这是撒旦的诡计。
Jesus is the greatest birth, his birth.
耶稣的诞生是最伟大的诞生。
He was worshipped at birth because he is God.
他一诞生就受到敬拜，因为他是神。
His birth was prophesied because he was part of God's plan of salvation for mankind.
他的诞生有先知预言，因为他是上帝拯救的计划的一部分。
Right from birth, Satan wanted Jesus killed. God protected him so that you and I may have salvation in Christ.
耶稣一诞生，撒旦就要消灭他，但是上帝却保护了他。
Whether you want to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior, His birth will always be the greatest birth.
无论你要不要接受他，相信他，他的诞生会是最伟大的。
But in order for this meaning to sink deep into your heart, you must believe that indeed the birth of Jesus Christ is the greatest of all to me.
但是呢，你必须个人的相信呢，耶稣的诞生是最伟大的。
Because Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior.
因为他是我个人的救主。
Let us pray.
让我们同祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们慈爱、施怜悯的神。
Help me, O Lord, during this Christmas to understand who Jesus Christ is in my life.
帮助我们在这个圣诞节认识并且了解圣诞的真正意义。
All of us have experienced many Christmases.
我们每一个人都经历了许多圣诞节。
Help us to know the true meaning of Christmas.
帮助我们知道圣诞节真正的意义。
For it is about the greatest birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为它这是关于最伟大的诞生，就是耶稣基督的诞生。
Help all of us to realize and understand what it means for Jesus Christ to be born into this world, to die for my sins.
帮助我们了解耶稣为什么要诞生，并且为我们的罪而死。
I pray that all of us here who are old enough to understand will accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
帮助我们能够了解并且来接受耶稣为我们个人的救主。
That we all know in our heart of hearts that the birth of Christ is the greatest birth of all because He is my Lord and my Savior.
让我们心底深处真正的认识到耶稣的诞生是最伟大的，因为他是我们个人的救主。
May thy Holy Spirit bring conviction and conversion to every heart.
求主帮助每一个心都能够确认耶稣是我们的主。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们奉主耶稣的圣名祷告和感谢。
Amen.
Amen.